I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only. Conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with Universal Self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with Universal Self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with Universal Self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self. Neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me, is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with Universal Self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death. For by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me, is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with Universal Self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self. Neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me, is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self. Neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me, is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me, is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me, is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self. Neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me, is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me, is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, For by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only. Conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self. Neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only. Conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self. Neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only. Conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only. Conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with universal self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only. Conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with Universal Self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within. I know I am pure spirit, deathless, changeless, birthless, and eternal. I am not body. I am not conscious mind. I am not ego. I am sense of self only, conscious, awareness, unadulterated being. The presence that animates all life is within me is altogether the real me. I am using my body for a purpose, as an expression of an idea, and when the idea is fully expressed, through my work and my mission, I shall return again to unity with Universal Self, leaving body and ego behind. I do not confuse my body and ego with what I truly am. My body is simply an instrument for my expression, and my ego is simply memory of physical experience. Returning to infinity and unity, I shall need neither body nor ego. I am free of the domination of the ego. It is not my true self. It is simply an illusion necessary to finiteness and the perception of space and time. I turn away from the ego, withdraw into the depth of my being to the immortal consciousness that lies within. Here in this magic center, my word is law. I need only speak it with faith and conviction, and it will manifest in my life. I am calm and serene, sure and unfaltering, for my roots are in eternity. All the things of life shall change and pass away, but I shall never pass away. For wherever life is, I shall be. One with universal subconscious mind, I need not strive nor strain to attain immortality, nor fear punishment, nor aspire for reward. The kingdom of heaven awaits all, the wise, the foolish, the sinner, and the saint, for we are all one in reality, clothed in different forms in this moment of incarnation. I do not fear death, for by it I attain the consciousness of higher self, neither do I invite death, for it must wait until my work is done. I forsake the ego, perceive self and self, see the majesty, the grandeur, the immortality of the power that dwells within.